But of course, it's the fact that Mary Jo Foley got some sit-down time with Satya Nadella. Now, Mary Jo, okay, set the stage for us. How do you get a sit-down with Satya?
Okay, so I'll give you a little funny insider baseball about this. So this past Friday, around 5 p.m., I see someone's calling me on my phone from Microsoft PR. And my first thought was, oh, man, they waited till Friday at 5 to do more layoffs this week. And I picked up the phone and I was like ranting at the person who called. And the person said, wait, why do you think I only call with bad news? And I said, because you only call with bad news. And then the person said, well, I'm actually calling to see if you want 30 minutes with Satya Monday when you're at the Worldwide Partner Conference. I was like, oh, yes, I do. Yeah, so that's how you get it. They just bestow it upon you like an offering.
They bestow, yeah. Yep. You've been knighted. Yeah.
So this wasn't something that you requested. This wasn't something that you were in a pool for. They just out of the blue called you and said, you know what, we need to get our story out there, and Mary Jo is a great person to do it.
Well, you know, I ask for people all the time. I ask for Terry Myerson here. I've asked for Satya since he was appointed CEO, and you always get, he's really busy, there's no time, blah, blah, blah. So you never know when you're going to get somebody like that, so you just keep asking. And then suddenly, boom, you get them.
When they set something up like this, how specific are they? You're here at this time, and we'll give you a pass and meet this person. And how many layers of security do you have to go through in order to have actual sit down with the man?
Well, this was really funny, too. So originally, I was supposed to come and meet him in a private room at the convention center after he finished his keynote. But his keynote was running long. So I got a message from someone who said, we're going to come find you in the audience, and we're going to sneak you backstage to the green room so that when Satya comes off the stage, you can be in the green room to interview him. So they came, they got me, they snuck me under the curtain in the back during the keynote. In a non-distracting way. But it was really funny when I went backstage, because backstage is only for Microsoft people with special press badges and all. And people who saw me, who know me from Microsoft, they were like, hey, what are you doing in here? What the heck? Where's security? You know? So it was funny being backstage. I had never been backstage for a keynote before. So that was kind of amusing.
Wait, did they give you an all access pass badge?
No.
No.
No, they just snuck me back with my press badge on. So that was kind of weird.
That should have set off all sorts of bells and whistles for the people back there. Oh, okay.
I mean, I was escorted. It wasn't like I was running around by myself, but yeah.
It's nice to be escorted into a building as opposed to out of a building, wasn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
I have a lot of experience with the latter, not so much with the former. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're back in the green room. And I'm assuming he comes in a couple of minutes later, his handler tells him, okay, this is what you're doing right now. And he sits down and you start the interview. What's going on?
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes when you do these kind of interviews, often I would say there are all these ground rules before you start. It's you can ask him about this, but you can't ask about this. And he won't take questions about this. And you guys can't even talk about this. And what was very interesting about this interview, they said, you can talk to him about anything you want. You've got 30 minutes. Do it on anything you want.
Really? That,
yeah.
That never happens.
That never happens. That never happens.
So you didn't have to submit your questions in advance.
Nope.
There were no ground rules. They basically said, here's the guy, you've got 30 minutes. You can ask him anything you want.
Yep. And, you know, that's good and bad. It's great because you're like, wow, I can ask him anything I want. But then you're like, I only have 30 minutes and I don't want to waste it. Right. So what should I ask him about? So I before the interview, I was sitting there drawing up a list of potential questions. And I'm not kidding you. I had about 50 that I had on my list. But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get to ask about 10 at most, probably around 8. So I have to really prioritize about what I want to ask. So that makes it harder because you're thinking, this is my one big shot at talking to the CEO. Like for me, I'm like, should I ask him about Hadoop? You know, like you would. But no, I decided to ask him about mobile and the layoffs and Windows Phone because that's the thing most top of mind right now for people. So I decided on that.
So this was really this was Satya unplugged. Was there somebody else in the room to call off a question if it got too hot or?
Yeah. There was a PR person with me, you know, but that person did not direct the conversation in any way at all.
That's so weird.
Paul, I know, it was
Paul,
great.
Have you ever had access like that to any high-level official at Microsoft?
Yeah, I mean, not the CEO, but sure. I mean, it's funny because sort of thinking about Mary Jo talking to him, you know, of course you think, you know, what would I do in this situation? What I come to is I'm not really, he's not my kind of, like talking to him is not the type of thing that I should or would do, you know? I mean, I years ago I talked to some of the guys from the original NT team, Mark Lukowski, David Thompson, and some others. And to me, like those kind of guys are more aligned with the stuff that I'm very interested in, you know? And I think the interesting thing about what Mary Jo was able to do was, I actually do care a lot about Windows Phone. So actually on that day, it would have been a good day for me to talk to him because I have lots of questions like she did, and she asked all the right questions. But people are, oh, have you ever met Bill Gates? You ever met, you know, like, but it's like, that type of thing is not my, you know,
it's not your area. And you've interviewed people who I wouldn't be like, okay, yeah, give me, you know, the head of Xbox or whatever. That would be useless, right? What am I going to ask him?
Yeah. Well, you could ask him, what's Xbox?
What is Xbox?
What is this thing?
Mary Jo, did you experience any pushback? Were there any questions that you asked that you felt that you were getting sort of a, okay, this is not an area that we go to politely? We're not answering that, but let me give you a generic answer so that you know that that's something that you shouldn't ask again.
Going into this, I thought I was going to get a lot of that. And so I tried to phrase my questions in ways that were going to make more concrete answers and less philosophical answers, how Nadella answered me, you know? So I thought a lot about how to word the questions. And you know, I have to say, I thought he was very direct as you can be as a CEO for the most part. I mean, there were some places where he kind of went off into more philosophy and corporate thinking, but for the most part, when I said, you know, what are you going to do with Windows Mobile? He answered me very directly. So I actually didn't feel like he made anything totally off limits, which again is very unusual based on other interviews I've done in the past.